Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband still pursuing reconciliation with his wife and his family, considering I saw something about my family today. I just ran across the video from 2002, I think, the dance, and specifically, do you feel the mountains tremble? And because I remember the joy I had in both recording that video and then the editing process, because it really, some of the techniques used were fascinating, especially for the time. But you might notice, I think I've pointed this out before, there was a little bias shown in that video, specifically towards a little girl. Her name is Julia. Awfully cute. And I still delight in her today. But anyway, I watched that again. It was great. One other thing, you know, I there's this Vietnamese man that I did send an email to my wife, so I will tell my family now. A Vietnamese man who made a commitment to the Lord some about 15, 16 years ago. If the Lord would protect his child, he would do what he can, an unborn child, to support others. And he's lived it. He's done two things. And, you know, when I watched this, you know, the pro-lifer in me sure was there. He has three cemeteries that he's built over the years with 16,000 graves in them. That he's done by himself. He goes to the abortion clinics daily and picks up babies. So obviously he has a relationship with them. He talked in the video about if he doesn't get there in time, they dispose of them in other ways. But he gets them and then buries them. He puts them in clay pots and buries them. It's just fascinating. And again, he has huge cemeteries, three of them, very artful, you know, very much the Vietnamese style. The comment was made that Vietnam apparently has one of the highest abortion rates in Asia. And he's doing his, not as an organization, he's doing it individually. And this was what I found so fascinating. It's just amazing to me. But the thing that also I think is so fascinating, you know, I've looked at the people like Shadi Shada, the guy that's, you know, a picture on my wall. He's an Arab, a Syrian. And so he and I are very different. But, you know, we look kind of the same. I look at people like the gentleman from Chibok, Nigeria. And I have no doubt he's my brother. But, you know, he doesn't look at all like me. And this guy in Vietnam is kind of in the middle. I you know, the idea that he's my brother, I think we can claim that. But that was the point. I think Christ has his elect all over the place. Vietnam is a very different culture than here. These people look a little different, but they have the same underlying characteristics, and the same Lord grabs them. And they have the same, his elect has the same aches for other people, the love he shows for the unborn. It's remarkable. I was very encouraged by that, by seeing this. And, you know, I'll put the link in the email, and I would really ask, watch it. It's only 10, 12 minutes. It's an encouragement. It's a real encouragement. I love my family. And because I am pro-life, in the sense I do subscribe to the Lord's first commandment, to be fruitful and multiply, I don't run from that, as some people do, including members of my family and extended family, and a whole lot of people in the institutional church. You know, it's just God's first commandment. It's not important, right? I love my wife. I love my kids. And I desire a reconciled relationship. My lady, your husband loves you.